Chris Lynch.
Well, why is the Green Party co-leader James Shaw telling everybody that his MPs Kennedy Graham and David Cleland have brought the party into disrepute? You could have argued that perhaps Maturia Tere has done that herself. Well, the MPs have withdrawn from the party lists for the upcoming election over the co-leader's drama and her benefit fraud admissions. Co-leader James Shaw says he's putting a motion to caucus this morning to suspend the men and potentially boot them out. Listen.
I respect both David and Kennedy and their interpretation, their right to hold that opinion. What really annoyed me yesterday was the way that they went about expressing it.
So to discuss this further, I'm joined by Christchurch Green MP Eugenie Sage. Good morning and thanks for your time.
Good morning, Chris.
You were standing with James Shaw last night at that media conference when he said these MPs have brought the party into disrepute. But hasn't Maturia Tere done that? Seriously?
Maturia Tere shared her story to show what the realities of poverty in New Zealand and being on a benefit are like. Being forced to make a decision not to be truthful with wind because she didn't have enough money to feed her daughter Pew.
Do you think now, after everything that's happened, that perhaps it is time for Maturia to do the right thing in many people's eyes and resign?
Maturia Tere yesterday said that she is not resigning. I 100% support that decision. She has started a wide and deep conversation about poverty in New Zealand. That is the issue here. Why our welfare system is failing so many thousands of people and people on a benefit are forced to make really difficult choices.
Were you a party to Maturia Tere's decision to go public with this in the first place?
The speech that Maturia gave at our AGM was circulated to all of the caucus at least 3 days before she gave it. Neither David nor Kennedy objected to that speech.
So what happens now then?
Caucus will be discussing it this morning and we will see what caucus decides. But James will be putting a motion to suspend Dave Clendon and Kennedy Graham because normally in the Green Party we value consensus and collective decision making, and they did not, Dave Clendon didn't advise his colleagues that this was how he intended to resign.
Did you speak to any MP in regards to this before they decided to stand aside?
Dave Clendon did not make the caucus aware that he was intending to depart or that he had issues in the way he has. Caucus will be discussing it today, Chris, and these issues are really difficult in politics, but we have a very strong and diverse list with a lot of talent on it. And what their decision to stand down at this election means, not to be part of the Green Party list, means that others on the list, like Hayley Holt, Teal Crossan, have more of a chance of getting into Parliament. So we have a lot of talent in our list, a lot of new people, and these are the realities of politics. Bad stuff happens, but the big issue is ending poverty in New Zealand, cleaning up our rivers, and having a real plan to deal with climate change.
I mean, many political commentators this morning, Eugenie Sage, are saying the Green Party is in a massive crisis mode, and you have to say it doesn't look good. I mean, when you've got two MPs essentially stepping down, either that or they may be fired, it doesn't look good though, does it? It looks like an absolute mess.
It is a difficult time, yes, Chris, there's no escaping that. But we have had robust discussions in the caucus before and doubtless we will be having that discussion today. But these things happen in politics. It is a very difficult week. I'm really sad that Dave Clendon and Kennedy Graham are going. Kennedy has done an enormous amount on climate change and chairs the Globe New Zealand group, which is working towards cross-party agreement on climate change. Dave's positions on criminal justice and law and order and restorative justice, actually reducing our prison population. He's done an enormous amount of work there. But that is their decision, that they personally did not agree with what Maturia did in that speech, even though they didn't raise that beforehand, and so that's why they're standing down.
It may not come as a surprise to you, but a lot of people on social media are saying nobody's heard of these gentlemen, but I put it to you that plenty of people have heard of you, Eugenie, because you're very vocal. You're often on this program, on the Nationwide News as well. It makes me wonder whether, in some respects, to say this quite respectfully, they were a bit of an irrelevancy to the Green Party. You don't need them in the first place. What do you say?
A good caucus has a range of people with a range of skills. Some people have strong cut-through with the media and social media, and they've got a very high profile. Others do a lot of work behind the scenes, looking at the detail of policy. So we all bring different strengths to the caucus.
In caucus this morning, I understand there will be discussion as to whether these gentlemen should effectively be fired from the Green Party. Can that actually happen legally? What's the process now?
There will be a motion to suspend them from the caucus, but any decisions around party membership are decisions by the party executive, not the caucus.
So the caucus can't make a vote to essentially fire them?
The caucus can resolve to suspend them from the caucus, so not to participate in future discussions of the caucus, but they remain as MPs. Because they were elected in the last election on the Green Party list. Parliament dissolves on the 22nd of August, so there are only another couple of weeks of the term remaining.
Doesn't look good, does it?
It's not good, but these things happen in politics. Politics is about people who are passionate about the future of Aotearoa New Zealand, who bring that passion into the House of Representatives. We want a diverse House that fully represents the different background, different cultures, different ethnicities of the people of Aotearoa New Zealand. And people have different views, and how they express those views is part of what makes politics really interesting.
Do you 100%, Eugenie Sage, be honest, do you 100% stand by Matilda Ture and everything she said, everything she's done, and the decisions she's made following her public announcements of benefit fraud?
I support what she did because we are seeing so many people coming to the Green Party and saying that Matilda is speaking for me. We have done a lot of policy announcements in the past. Matilda shared her story to try and get people to understand what the reality of being on a benefit, being poor in New Zealand, is all about. And we've had a lot of people coming back to us and saying, thank you for telling my story. I stand with Matilda. So that is it's a difficult conversation, because a lot of people who are able to make decisions where they're not having to decide whether they take money for this or that may not understand the reality of being poor in New Zealand. Matilda has cracked that conversation open, and we are getting a lot of people saying thank you for doing that.
But sadly, it's not just benefit fraud now, is it? It's also election fraud, electoral fraud.
It was a false declaration of the electorate that she was voting in. There are a lot of students around New Zealand who are in a similar position. And I guess it reflected, she has said it was a dorky thing to do. It's a thing that she regrets. She has ruled herself out of contention for a ministerial portfolio in government, if we get into government in September. That should reassure anybody who has any concerns about the integrity of ministers in a future Labor-Green government.
Yeah, but, you know, that was always a bit of a cop-out, wasn't it? In a way, saying that she doesn't want a ministerial portfolio. Because if that's the case, then why be in Parliament if you can't make that kind of those kind of decisions? She always wanted that, though, didn't she?
She would have been an outstanding Minister for Social Development, because she understands the reality of the benefit system and what people in that position have or don't have. She understands social policy. She has championed improved housing for renters, improving insulation, just fixing our welfare system, fixing the holes in the safety net. So that was a decision that she made not to seek appointment as a minister as a consequence of the false declaration.
Eugenie, do you think the Green Party will lose votes or support as a result of two MPs standing down and the latest drama, do you think? Or what would you say to voters of the Greens?
Chris, we live in a democracy, and that is what voters decide in September when they cast their vote. So we're leaving that decision to them.
All right. Christchurch MP Eugenie Sage, thanks so much for your time this morning. I appreciate it. Thank you.